Hey, how are we all doing? Welcome to this Enlight Video Leap tutorial. In this Enlight Video Leap tutorial, I'm going to show you how to animate your logo or make a watermark on your videos a little bit like this. Really easy to do, and yeah, let's just get straight into it. So you can see I've got a video in my timeline right there with a little bit of music, and this music's just got a couple of keyframes, and all it is fading in and fading out. I've showed you how to do that before, so really simple to do. So I'm just gonna go ahead now and add my logo to my video. We'll do this by selecting Mixer, selecting the image that you want. I suppose you could even have a picture in picture in here as well, so you could have like another video. I'll do that in another tutorial, how to do picture in picture. But essentially adding an image is just adding picture in picture, really. So I'm just going to drag this image out to the length that I want it to be, and then if I want to adjust it, I'm just going to use my fingers and pinch and squeeze the size of adjustment of the image. So if I want to make it bigger, I'm just going to pinch and squeeze and make the image a little bit bigger, and I'm just going to center it out. And you can see how I've centered it out by using these guides, these sort of image guides, center guides on the outside of the image, and they're also on the outside of the screen as well. So just release my finger from there, and that's what I want to start the image with. I'm not going to fade it in or do anything like that. I'm just going to leave the image as it is there. But then what I want it to do, I want it to decrease in size and float off to the top right hand corner. So at the time I want it to do that, I am I'm going to make sure I've got the image selected in the timeline. So that's highlighted in the timeline, and then I'm just going to select a keyframe, this little bottom right hand side diamond here, select a keyframe. So that just means that I'm going to start something, some type of animation, and I'm going to scroll along however long I want it to take me, and then I'm going to reduce in size and move it to the location that I want to move it to. And then that is really simple, and that is really easy, and that's as simple as it is to move that to move that logo. So if we play through the timeline now, okay. So all now we're going to do is we're going to reverse this. So right away, one of the problems I can see that we're going to have is you notice the word U is the color black. So when we and I've extended this image of the YouTube PNG over the end of the video, so we're going to go to a black screen, so you're not going to see the U. So I'm just going to make this shorter by dragging it back to my timeline like so, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to just reverse the process we did before by adding a keyframe, and then go to the end of the video and dragging my logo back to the center. Wait till I get the and then making it larger. And that really is as simple as it is. Obviously, you can do different animations. You could have add an effect to that animation. But I can do that in another video. So as simple as it is, we just play through that. So like I said, really, really simple, and you can do it in seconds. So I hope this helps you out. Stick a watermark over your videos, or it could even act as a sort of mini intro, I suppose. So thanks a lot for watching. Take care. Speak soon.